Hi there, it is week 20 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. This week's inspiration is a little bit different, and that's because I want to speak from where I'm actually at right now. You know, sometimes I think, should I just fluff it? You know, should I just fluff it? And I could come up with something, you know, to inspire you. But then that probably wouldn't be me. And I suppose you're listening to these because you want me to be me. And maybe in our own difficult challenges and moments, maybe that's where we can inspire people the most. Lately I've been really struggling with some personal things, and it just seems like a lot of things happening at once. Some people that we trusted, in particular one person who I've been friends with for over 5 years. I feel very hurt. I feel very confused. And I feel like I'm just don't understand. And one of my life lessons is shame. And I know that it's shame because it seems to come up a lot. Not guilt and not regret, but shame. You know, those deep, you know, feelings and gut punches that are like, you should have known better. You should have seen it coming. It must be your fault. You must be bad. You must have done something wrong. It must be on you, like all that stuff. And when shame gets triggered, for me, it's like quicksand. And it pulls me down into a place where I start to doubt myself and I lose my voice. And I truly just want to disappear for a while. I just cocoon. And I'm very grateful that I have some amazing friends and people in my life that are just huge for me. And one particular person is Tamara, who if you're listening to this, you know. She's like my Buddha. I feel like I could just like rub her and be like, please give me wisdom. And she always seems to have that wisdom. But what I've learned today is that the climb out of shame doesn't start with pretending that you're okay. It actually starts with telling the truth. Because for a few days, I felt, even for over a week now, for a couple of weeks, I felt like physically sick, like flu symptoms, and just, it's a burnout. And I know it is. And it's not a burnout from what I've been doing. It's just a stress burnout almost. And today I had to wake up and tell the truth and say, like, I'm really hurting right now and this hurts. And then I have to remind myself that I didn't deserve this. I didn't deserve what was happening to me. I didn't make this happen to me. I didn't do anything wrong to make this happen to me. And it starts with choosing your thoughts, even if it's a whisper, you know, because in the beginning, sometimes you just have to listen to the whisper to believe that you're still worthy of love and worthy of respect and worthy of peace and worthy of joy, even when someone else doesn't treat you like that. That's the thing about the shame game, is that when you are someone who can be triggered by shame, if you feel like you've done something bad or wrong, it can often be based off how other people treat you. And you can't control what other people do, whether they lie, they turn on you, or twist the truth. You can't control those things. But you can control whether or not you let that destroy your spirit. And so today I just said, you're allowed to rest, Carmel. You're allowed to take time, Carmel. You're allowed to be real, Carmel. And you're an inspiration, even in your healing. You can be honest and you can be real with people. So I just want you to know that if you're feeling knocked down lately like me, we're going to get up. Because not everything is perfect, but here we are. We're still here and we're still killing it. We're still doing it. Still learning, still feeling, still trying. And that's more than enough. That's enough. That's okay. We're okay. And tomorrow we'll get up and we'll stand a little straighter. And we'll feel a little less hurt and a little less stressed. So I'm sending you love and strength and truth this entire week. And I just want to let you know that you're not alone. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.